Welcome to Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This is the fourth lecture of Unit 9, Components and Development of Large-Scale Systems. The systems development process is a set of activities, methods, best practices, deliverables, and automated tools used by stakeholders to develop and continuously improve information systems and software. In this lecture, we will cover systems design and systems implementation, the third and fourth phases of the systems development lifecycle, or SDLC. Phase 3 of the systems development lifecycle, SDLC, systems design, includes a review of the system requirements, the system design process itself, and presentation of the system's design specification. The goal of systems design is to produce a system that meets the system's requirements, is accepted by users, and is reliable and maintainable over the long term. We will divide the systems design phase of the SDLC into three parts: output and user interface design, data design, and system design or architecture. Output presents information to users and is the most visible component of a working information system. Output design considers user needs for screen and printed forms of output. Distribution methods differ according to the audience. An organization may require formal internal reports, while an online customer might require colorful, market-savvy internet pages. Types of output include internet-based information delivery, email, blogs, instant messaging, and wireless devices such as smartphones. Implementation methods for specialized output include retail point of sale, POS terminals, automatic teller machines, ATMs, and programmable devices such as MP3 players. As much as organizations try to become paperless and green, they still require some printed output. Whether printed or viewed on screen, reports need to be easy to read and well organized. Companies use different output control methods to maintain output integrity and security. Reports need to have appropriate titles, a report number or code, printing date, information time period, and consecutively numbered pages. User interface design focuses on user interaction with the computer, including input design and procedures. A user interface, UI, describes how users interact with the computer system and consists of all hardware, software, screens, menus, functions, output, and features that affect the two-way communication between the user and the computer. Input design includes input methods, volume or quantity of input, screen design, error controls, and source document design. The objectives of input design are the selection of a suitable input and data entry method, the reduction of input volume, the design of attractive data entry screens, the use of validation checks to reduce input errors, the design of required source documents and forms, and the development of effective input controls. Data capture is performed with an automated or manually operated device to identify source data and convert it into computer-readable form. An example of this is a barcode reader. Technology includes voice recognition, optical character recognition, or OCR, and radio frequency identification, or RFID. Data entry is the process of manually entering data into the information system, usually in the form of keystrokes or mouse clicks. In legacy systems, data entry workers key the data into an electronic file. Then, during specific times, the computer system uses those files as input and runs programs to process the data. Examples of this type of batch processing are the collection of time cards for processing paychecks and the entering of check detail for accounts receivable. Nowadays, most business activity involves online data entry or online input. Data organization includes the consideration of data structures, file processing, and database systems. More information about data design will be presented in Component 4, Unit 6, on databases and SQL. data storage and access. Logical data storage refers to data that a user can view, understand, and access, regardless of how or where that information actually is organized or stored. This includes alphabetic and numeric characters, data elements, or items and records. Physical storage is strictly hardware-related because it involves the process of reading and writing binary data to physical media. Physical storage refers to blocks and buffers. Data coding and storage issues revolve around bits, bytes, and Unicode, EBCDIC, and ASCII. File and database data control includes all measures necessary to guarantee data storage is correct, complete, and secure. This includes limiting access to the data, data encryption, backup and recovery procedures, audit trail files, and internal audit fields. System architecture is the conceptual model defining the structure and/or behavior of a system. It represents an existing or future system and the process and discipline for effectively implementing the system design. System architecture is concerned with the internal interfaces among the system's components or subsystems and the interface between the system and its external environment, especially the user. System architecture includes servers, clients, client servers, internet-based architecture, processing methods, network models, and wireless networks. Hardware is covered in Component 4, Unit 3. Software is discussed in Component 4, Unit 4. Networks are covered in Component 4, Unit 7. Processing methods are the programs or software as seen in Component 4, Unit 5. Security issues are discussed in Component 4, Unit 8. This slide shows some of the issues that can affect the architecture choice: enterprise resource planning, ERP, total cost of ownership, TCO, scalability, web integration, legacy system interface requirements, processing options, and security concerns. During systems implementation, the system design specification is the plan or blueprint for building the new system. This slide considers the first four bullets under managing systems implementation. Application development, the initial task, is the process of writing the programs and code modules. Analysts and programmers use traditional structured or object-oriented methods to translate the design into functioning application. The same principles of the SDLC are used for application development, but on a much smaller scale. The acronym SDLC in this case refers to Software Development Lifecycle instead of systems. Testing is performed throughout the system's implementation phase and is discussed in the last slides of this lecture, as well as the first slides of the next lecture. Documentation describes the information system and helps the users, manager, and IT staff who must interact with it. Accurate documentation will reduce system downtime, cut costs, and speed up maintenance tasks. Documentation needs to be done for programs, systems, operations, and the users. No system can be successful without proper training, whether it involves software, hardware, manufacturing, or healthcare. A successful information system requires training for users, managers, and IT staff members. The whole system's development effort depends on whether or not people understand the system and know how to use it effectively. Training can be provided by vendors, outside training firms, or IT staff, and other in-house resources. This slide focuses on the last three bullets under managing systems implementation. Data conversion is the critical process of loading existing data into the new system. Because data is extremely vulnerable at this stage, this should be automated if possible, with strict input controls managed and maintained during the conversion process. System changeover is the process of putting the new information system online and retiring the old system. Before the system changeover can occur, the system must be tested and documented carefully. Users must be trained, and existing data must be converted. The changeover can happen quickly or slowly, depending on the method used. Direct cutover, parallel operation, pilot operation, and phased operation are examples of changeover methods. Although these methods are not covered here in depth, they provide an indication of the complexity of systems implementation. After the new system is operational, a post-implementation evaluation of the results is made as part of the final report to management. This evaluation examines all aspects of the development effort and the end product. The final report to management includes the following: final versions of all system documentation, all planned modifications and enhancements to the system that have been identified, a recap of all systems development costs and schedules and comparison of actual costs and schedules to the original estimates, the post-implementation evaluation for an assessment of the overall quality of the information system,